Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's pouring rain. Mary Kay Cabot tweeted it just a few minutes ago. It says, pouring rain as we head over to Bank America Stadium for a joint practice between the Browns and Panthers set for 10 a.m. Kevin Stefanski, we'll hear from him coming up around 9:30. We hope so. I mean, the weather can mess with some things, but make sure you're listening. 92.3 The Fan, 9:30. You're going to be hearing all that stuff. So I got home yesterday. He's playing Fortnite. And he's yelling. He doesn't know I'm home. My oldest. He's 10. He's in the basement. And I can hear him going, damn it! Over something. I went, oh. Using some words that I use. Big boy words. Now, I don't think I've heard him say very many other things. But there's been a couple of things I think I've heard him slip up on. So we're at football practice yesterday, and I swear to you, I'm like joking as I said. I go, he's also cussing while he's playing them video games, and he thinks I haven't noticed. We're like on defense, right? Practice ends. There's pads sitting over there. It was like an after-school special. There's no pads, and I go, oh, those are axles. I go to pick them up. I pick them up and walk them back to the truck. This is after practice, right? He comes running from the other goalpost on the other side. Usually he goes and asses off with his buddies over there out in front of the school. And we're going, what's going on with you? And he's like, nothing. I just felt like running. And he looks like he's all choked up. And I'm going, what is wrong? He goes, nothing. And I look and I go, something is clearly wrong. You don't just start nearly crying and want to run for no reason. What happened? Swear to God, he goes, this is very weird. He looks at me and my buddy TJ and is like, I just need to check myself before I wreck myself. I'm going, what the hell are you saying?
Where have you even gotten that?
I don't know. I go, we gotta handle this one-on-one. And so I kind of pull him aside, I go, what is the matter? What is wrong?
Did you tell him that shotgun bullets were bad for his health?
He goes, I don't realize that I'm cussing during the games. I go, oh, God. Oh, God in heaven. So I'm messing around with him. So, and like, this was like 25 minutes earlier. So he's like upset for the last half hour because I said I could hear him cussing in the basement. And then it becomes this conversation of, what I go, Axel, like, what do you want me to do? Am I going to beat you black and blue out in the front yard over cussing? No. Like, just, well, don't do it.
I have to be honest. This is something my wife has definitely referenced because there are times
I cuss a lot.
I've never heard anybody swear in front of their children the amount that you do.
That's why I can't beat them black and blue out in the front yard.
Yeah, how do you deal with this knowing that?
But I said, now, if I know your kids are around, do I cuss in front of your kids? No, I don't cuss in front of Owen's kids if I know they're around. I don't cuss in front. I don't like go to meetings here and start cussing in front of them unless it's a cussing type of meeting with like you. I don't do that. Like, I don't go out in public. I don't go to a Giant Eagle and say, how the bleep are you? I'm kidding. We don't do that. I don't do that. And I certainly don't cuss in front of the kids at football practice. So, like, you can turn it on and off in so many ways. It's like, well, why don't you leave it off all the time? I know, but it's therapeutic for me. Yeah.
But wait, football practice, coaches do absolutely swear.
Not at that age.
I think it depends on the age.
Yeah.
I have a level of cuss words that I say in front of children that aren't mine. And it depends on their age.
There you go. So
it's a tier system.
But it became this thing of, like, what can he say? What can he say? I go, Axel, well, there's certain words you can never say. And then I also said, I go, I can't just give you permission to cuss. You're 10 years old. That's nuts of me. That's nuts.
That seems like words are back in vogue. You kind of say whatever you want these days.
No, I don't think so. There's certain words that you should never say. So I told him, I go, I can't just give you permission to cuss, bud. Like, that's not how that's going to work. I just go, just don't do it around me.
Yeah, I've had that talk with my boys. And I go, look, I'm being a total hypocrite here. I know exactly what I say around you, sometimes to you, maybe through you. You're not allowed to say that in this house, right? I know when you're down at the park with your friends, you guys are talking like that. When you're on games, you're talking like that. don't do it around me. And when you turn 18, you know.
I mean, do we think kids, are kids swearing more today than they used to? Is it the video games?
I don't know if they do or not.
We swore a lot. We said a lot.
We know that they're swearing now is the difference.
I remember the first cuss word I said. I told you. I remember the word. I said it in the mirror, and then I ran under the bed. I was eight years old.
There's a record of children cussing now that there wasn't before.
Yeah, it's true. Text messages and all the other stuff and all that other thing. And then now they talk to each other on them video games and all the other stuff there. But I go, well, just because I can't. Yes. By the way, I'm allowed to be a hypocrite. I'm totally allowed to be a hypocrite. There is such a thing as do as I say, not as I do. My son is not fat.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mama, don't do this. Don't you get to this. No. Yeah, you can be a hypocrite. My dad, good dad. Dad's a good dad. He's still alive. My mom was a good mom. She's dead. Total hypocrites at times. Total hypocrites. This was back in the day when your dad could whoop your ass and no one would say anything about it. Like if my dad caught me smoking when I was 13 years old or anything like that, he'd have beat me up and down the road. And my dad was at one point a 2.5-pack-a-day smoker. So yeah, you can be a hypocrite.
Now that'd be $26.
I don't know why everything has to be a negotiation as such. Yeah. Sorry, I gotta look at the other thing. I'm just pointing it out. But yeah, I felt kind of bad about that, that's all. 216-474-0090. From you, all right. I learned it by watching you. We got practice coming up here in just a moment at 10 o'clock. I wanted to ask you this, because I wanted to bring this back up. You said it's a gift. If you're saying it's a gift, and you're saying that you just want him to let it rip on Friday, just admit you want to be entertained.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's a fifth round pick.
So you really don't care about his future then?
Well, I've kind of said that from day one. His future.
So you don't want what's best for the Browns, because his future, if they do this the right way, then he's able to achieve a ceiling.
This quarterback setup to begin with was not what was best for any of these guys.
So you think this thing's going to fail and it's going to be total garbage? You just want to be entertained?
Most likely, yes. But there is one way that
changes.
Because
his failure does not entertain me. But, I will not feel good if he goes out there and sucks.
Well, he's a fifth-round pick.
I don't care if he's a fifth-round pick.
Fifth-round picks are expected to fail, and they're expected to really not even be on the NFL teams down the road.
He's not like any other fifth-round pick. I told you, this isn't Clayton Thorson.
Well, you can say that,
right?
But if
I mean, for the love of God, you got to get it through your head.
If the Browns are 3-14, they're drafting a quarterback, number one overall next year.
We understand that.
You got to get that in your head.
We understand.
Odds of Shedeur Sanders playing well enough this year, and so well that they don't take a quarterback the following year, thus dooming Shedeur Sanders as a potential starter long-term for the Browns, the odds of that happening are so slim.
I understand that, but you name me a fifth-round pick that has that type of following, that's had that type of career, that people love him that much. I mean, again, I can name up all the fifth-round picks that I can. Mike White in 2018. Is it Mike White?
Okay.
No, it ain't Mike White. It's Shedeur Sanders. And obviously, one name means a hell of a lot more than the other one.
But what does it mean? Tim Tebow has a great following. He had 2 years
as a starter in the NFL. Tim Tebow was a first-round pick.
Yeah, and he had 2 years. How many is Shedeur going to have?
I don't know how many Shedeur is going to have, but you can't just keep labeling
eventually,
him a fifth-round pick because you know that's disingenuous.
But eventually, your name doesn't matter. Eventually, they figured out that Tim Tebow couldn't play. Are we going to find out if Shedeur can't play?
Maybe
he's going to stay in the
NFL?
Maybe
we won't, but I think it's completely... I really do. I think it's psychotic of you to say, well, it's a gift, and I want to be entertained.
Yeah, two guys went down ahead of him.
So you don't think that... So you really think he has no ceiling whatsoever?
No, that's not what I said.
There's nothing here.
I think he has a higher ceiling than Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett, so I want to see...
But you don't think he can be a starter?
But I don't want to see him hand the ball off... And somebody tweeted, what does Ken want to see 20 direct snaps to anybody else but Shedeur?
Who said that?
What are we trying
that
to accomplish
full of bleep
here?
Too. See, I'm about to cuss.
Let's see some magic. The magic that we all saw in college. Let's see if he has
Who told you
at
I wanted to see
level.
20 direct snaps? Is that Dennis 6969 or someone legitimate here?
Listen, you were very conservative.
Said that.
Yes, they did. You were very conservative. You were very conservative about your approach for this team and for Shador.
Yes.
I don't think that serves him well either. Because then you're not seeing whether or not the guy truly has the talent. Look, they don't have all day to make a decision on this. We just said, like, they got four quarterbacks. They have to figure out. They already are going to be behind the eight ball in trying to get Joe Flacco ready for week one if this thing persists.
I need football guys here because this is insane to me. I need anybody.
What, you
want to
see four quarterbacks
guy.
Split reps for another 3 weeks?
No,
you think that's a good setup?
When you were saying that the guy was throwing a ball boys last week and now all of a sudden he's getting first round picks and you want him to be thrown all over the place, you're nuts.
You're
not
guy.
Putting him in a position to be successful.
You're
and then
the
you're
guy.
Being the exact same well, I mean, Browns terrible
you think,
franchise that everybody's
if
saying you are.
If you think the only way for him to be made to
oh
be successful
God.
Is to hand the ball off in preseason game one against third stringers, then what
it's
the hell? That you clearly don't think he's
it's
good either.
Third stringers. Do your homework
who's he
and
going
understand
up against?
That Dave Canales
okay.
is saying they're going to play first stringers.
So in the second
do
quarter,
homework,
in the
work.
Second quarter, who's
do
he going to write this down. Let's see who he's going up against in the second quarter. Let's see who he's going up against while Ken is running, halfback dives. Let's see who he's going up against in the second quarter.
ISO, right down the A-gap, all game long. He'll never throw a pass. I'll never have him throw a pass. No, he can't throw. I mean, you're psyched. You're nuts. You're absolutely nuts. And for you just wanting to see something, wanting to be entertained,
I want to see if
is
you guys
part
good.
Of the exact reason why we're in this problem in the
three,
first
throwing
place.
3 yard passes
the
doesn't tell me if the guy's good.
Anybody
can do that.
Fool me. The moment I start to
I saw Seneca
opinion,
Wallace do that.
You go ahead and you do
I
things
saw
like
Jake
this.
DeLome do that. I saw all those guys do that.
Let's... Kevin Stefanski.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.